The Tsukamoto School in Sacramento is a place of triumph. Some may not know the story behind the name, but when you dig deeper, you find a farm family who worked to make the best of a bad situation. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Mary Elle Tsukamoto grew up in Florin, California, but at the age of 5 in 1942, her family of Japanese descent was forced to leave their home for an internment camp.
When they removed us from each community, they divided the community into fourths. It's a military strategy. Divide and conquer.
There were 10 relocation camps throughout the U.S. After spending over a year there, though, the U.S. government wanted to turn the Jerome, Arkansas camp, where her family was housed, into a German POW camp.
My mother went on a 21-day speaking tour with other Christians and asked churches in Indiana if they would sponsor a family.
If there was no sponsor, the family would be moved to another camp. After 21 days, not one invitation came. However, the Methodist Church of Kalamazoo, Michigan, later agreed to take Mary Elle's family. In all, they spent 4 years from their home in Florin, California. But even after their return, they felt prejudices.
There were some places in Sacramento we could not go. You had to go to the dentist, you had to go to the bank, things that we had to do. And I always remember my mom being nervous.
Her father eventually sold their farm and worked for the government. Her mother became a school teacher, and a school is today named in her honor.
It is each one of our responsibilities as Americans who value and prize the freedom, the liberty, and the system that we have to be willing to fight for it and to speak up and not let this mistake happen to another group.
Mary Elle continues to share that message to countless groups of children and adults today. Traveling the countryside in Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McRae.